Syria arrests 1,000 Ikhwanites rebellion. One ministry's working to ensure that Libya's situation doesn't remain hopeless. And a Bible translation nears completion for the Malayalam. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Human rights groups say Syrian authorities arrested more than 1,000 people in the latest sweep aimed at crushing the uprising against President Bashar Assad. Tom Doyle's with E3 Partners and says it's not over yet.
They're going to flex their muscles even more to squelch any desire for rebellion. They're going to try to get to the heart of it.
Blame is being laid on outside groups who want to destabilize Syria, but it's the believers who bear the brunt.
As for believers, last year there was a real surge of oppression and persecution in Syria. One leader in Syria told us that they had not seen this much persecution in their nation since the Ottoman Empire.
Still, the church is standing strong.
Some of the leaders in the country that are out there sharing Christ and making a difference, they know that they've been targeted, and there's a great camaraderie there in the midst of that persecution. It's built the church stronger.
Next, more people were killed in Libya yesterday when Muammar Gaddafi had troops attack Misrata at the time of his son's funeral. His son and three grandchildren were killed over the weekend. Now, as many as 30,000 Libyans, many of them civilians, are believed to be dead as a result of the weeks-long fighting. The conflict is overwhelming, but with Medical Teams International, you can help. Bas van der Zalm says since the unrest began,
we have actually sent about $2 million worth of medicines and medical supplies.
In fact, just last week,
we also sent out our second volunteer team.
So how does it all work with Libya in disarray?
We've been cooperating with Libyan Americans here in the United States who have very good relationships, of course, in the country, but also then in Egypt. And so we are sending these supplies through Egypt. They are personally picked up by Libyan Americans whom we know and then brought across into Libya and delivered personally to the hospitals and clinics.
You can be the hands and feet of Christ in this dark time. Go to our website to find out how. You're listening to Mission Network News. Five Christian leaders were recently arrested in Inner Mongolia, China. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that one of the leaders was arrested for having 1,000 university students attend his church. About 100 of them were Bible students taught by a VOM worker. Across the country, members of the Shaoang Church continue to face persecution for holding services outside. Pray for believers in China and keep up with MNN for more updates on the church. Meanwhile, the Seed Company is just 2 years away from completing a Bible translation for 36 million people in South Asia. The current Malayalam translation is in an outdated style that makes it difficult to use as an evangelism tool. With the region more open to the gospel than ever before, there's a desperate need for a compelling translation of God's Word. Excitement is building as the project nears its goal. Pray wisdom and insight for the consultant who's checking the final five books. And over 100 groups, including Bethany Christian Services, make up the Christian Alliance for Orphans. President Jed Medefin says,
once a year we have the National Summit where Christians from churches and organizations and just individual families around the country gather in a central place to learn how to effectively care for the fatherless through adoption and foster care and global orphan initiatives.
All are welcome this year, May 12th and 13th in Louisville, Kentucky.
It's not just another good cause, but ultimately we are really showing the world God's heart, because not only does his heart pulse for the fatherless, but also he has taken that stance towards us when we were destitute and alone, when we were orphans of sin. He drew us to himself. He adopted us. He rescued us. And so when we do that same thing for orphans in this world, we are really making the gospel story visible.
You can still register. Head to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that'll enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.